Marvin, how are you?
Good.
How's what did you hope to get accomplished during the bye week, and what do you think you've gotten done here?
Well, I gave us a good opportunity to, you know, to really take a look at us and where we are, things we're doing well, things we need to do better, and kind of move forward that way. You know, for a bye week, we went into it relatively healthy, so we got to feel good about that. But it's a good chance to look at, you know, the first seven games and say, you know, here's the things we got to do much better, and things we're doing well, things we're doing need to do better. And or is it scheme? Is it people? You know, and are we being demanding enough to get the right stuff done?
Marvin, did how the game ended the last time the Broncos were in town, did that run through your mind a little bit earlier this week?
Brandon runs through my mind all the time. Shoot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish we had more guys here that were on that football. You know, very few of our guys. I think we have about seven guys that were actually in that game. So not very many guys are still here that were part of that game in 09.
I remember after that game, I was thinking that it was going to be tough for you guys to come back from it. But you did. Was that?
Well, I don't understand why everybody had that thought. I mean, we it was a close football game that we got ahead late in the game, and then we lost the game. So the Broncos made more plays than we did, won the game, and we didn't.
Marvin, when you looked at things this past week, what did you come away with in regards to Andy?
Well, we want Andy to be take control of the football team. And this is his offensive football team, take control. We need to have the same thing over on defense, take control, and let's drive this thing forward. And that's the thing that, you know, a year ago, everything was new. Now he has an understanding of everything he needs to do. Now let's just go do it, and let's be great at it, and let's get the other guys to do their jobs even better.
His picks are up this year so far. Is that a function of you're giving him more offense, you're wanting him to throw it down, you know, down the field more? And
those picks haven't come down the field, though, so his interceptions haven't necessarily been actually a product of Andy. You know, a couple of them have. I think he has whatever he has, 7 or 10, whatever he has. And a couple of them have, but he's not forced the ball in the coverage, and we don't want him to change that. We want him to keep doing within, you know, what he's doing and, you know, keep going that way. But he had 3-1 game, and not one of them was really his interception. And so we have to keep, you know, even though they're up, we have to keep him playing within himself and don't panic.
Coach, everyone always talks about the Broncos pass rush, Von Miller, and, of course, Elvis Dumervil. What about you guys? Of course, you got Carlos Dunlap back, Michael Johnson there. They're a potent duo as well.
Well, those guys are excellent rushers, and our guys need to do a better job and keep working at it. But Vaughn is playing as well as anybody in the National Football League, and Elvis has been a really good rusher and player for a while. He keeps morphing into different positions, and no matter who's coaching the defense over there, at the end of the day, Elvis is going to be on the field making football plays.
Coach, it seems that you guys start strong and just sort of wear down. Is that been the case in the past month?
Well, it has been in the case in the three losses, no question about it. It's not been in the games before that. We had 2-score leads in the fourth quarter, and so you approach it defensively just a little bit differently. But yeah, over this last 3 weeks of losses, we had bad quarters in the second half, offense and defense.
Can you put your finger on why that happened?
Well, we've taken a look at what happened and why, yes, and we've got to, you know, we've got to correct the situation and move forward, because you look forward to being a good team, you win the second half of the games.
Marvin, I know you'd looked at AJ leading up to that draft a ton and everything, but what did you think the first time you saw him practice?
I just shook my head. First day of training camp, and you know, he's continues to amaze you every time he goes out, whether it be the practice field or the game field, the things he does.
Hey, Marvin, does the Broncos offense right now remind you of the old Colts offenses with Peyton seemingly back on top of his game?
It really does. They're doing very well. They're even running the ball probably a little bit more downhill than what they did run it in Indy at any point, even though they did put up some rushing yardage. Just the effectiveness of how they're doing it is a little different than they did in Indianapolis. You know, but with Decker and Thomas on the outside, they're doing a great job. They're big men. They're doing a great job of catching the football. You had Tammy, Dreesen inside, and Stoke. So you got guys, and you know, so obviously Tammy and Stoke are familiar with Peyton in that offense. So it looks very familiar.
You said that you need Andy to take control of the team, and then you said the defense needs to do the same thing. Who do you need from your defense to play that role that you want Andy to play?
Well, you want your middle, you know, in our case, I would love our middle linebacker, Ray Malaluga, got to take the steps forward and take control. And you know, that we're looking for that from him to be the energy and the passion and everything that you want from your defensive leader.
How are you? How do you feel about Perfect? He looks looks like he should have been drafted.
Well, there's a lot of guys that get here, you know, differently. But, yeah, Vontez doing a good job. Just keep doing, being Vontez and playing within what you're supposed to do and let the game come to you.
Marvin, did he have to convince you of anything before you signed him?
Well, he had to convince me that he wasn't this, not very a very selfish player that he was portrayed at being at Arizona State, yes. You know, a guy that would get penalties and so forth that would hurt his team, a guy that wouldn't execute his responsibility. Yes, he had to convince me of that, and he had to prove that to me, you know, day after day.
And how did he do that? What were those steps, Marvin?
Well, he did it once we brought him here as an undrafted free agent, and you know, but if you went back and looked at the tape of him as a younger player at Arizona State, I saw the athleticism and the ability that he's displayed. He also convinced me by losing weight and getting his weight down. He lost 20 pounds, and so he's a different guy than he was on his senior tape at Arizona State.
Coach, tell us about another undrafted free agent, Andrew Hawkins, who's been making some plays for his wide receiver there.
Well, you know, Andrew, you know, kind of got here too the unconventional way, and but is really takes nothing for granted and goes out and works and competes every single day. And he's got great quickness, good speed, will catch the football, tough, and really has done a nice job. And, you know, he got a chance to play some last year. He really improved through the offseason and has done a good job through the, you know, the start of this season.
What do you think? You don't have a lot of guys who've worked on wind turbines on your roster?
Not too many.
What do you think the mentality is of A.J. Green as he's going to start this matchup against Champ Bailey on Sunday?
Well, I think he's excited about it. You know, obviously, you know, they're both being Georgia Bulldogs. You know, that's a lot of pride, both men, and having a chance to coach Champ. You know, I love Champ and how he plays and what he does, and he's still doing it. And I remember being on Georgia's campus when Champ came out, so it's just fun to still see him doing it the way he's doing it.
Marvin, you were in Pittsburgh when Woodson was going. Where would you put Champ in those class of guys?
Oh, I think he's right there with a Rod Woodson. You know, everything but as a punt returner. I can never get Champ to return a punt. But he can intercept it and ring it back. But yeah, he's that kind of player, you know, that knows the offense, a heady player, a very, very talented player, and a very instinctive player.
Marvin, when you look at Denver's defense, what's your impressions of Derek Wolfe?
I think Derek's doing a good job. Playing hard, really given an opportunity for the linebackers to scrape and go to the football, and for those outside rushers to get pressure on the quarterback.
How do you keep Wolf and the other edge rushers, Dumervilla and Miller, from really making a huge impact on the game? Do you just chip them and try to keep them out of one-on-one situations?
Try to draft offensive tackles in the first round.
How's that going for you?
Well, we got one and one in a second, so, you know, it's going to be a big matchup. You know, those guys are good players, and yeah, you got to have a different, you know, you have to have some different plans of attack when you play good edge rushers. You know, obviously over here in our division, you know, with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, those things we face, you know, constantly.
Marvin, I think we're good.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah.